Yeah. What? Do it.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Today we're talking about communication. How can we become better communicators? Now you may be thinking, I don't care about being a good communicator. I just need to, you know, launch this product or do my art or whatever it may be. But listen, friends, if you have a business, if you are a leader, if you're trying to communicate your, see what I said there, communicate. If you're trying to get your message out there in some way, it's all really just about people. And we have to learn how to talk with and lead people. And it's not easy. It's an art because there's so many things that we do that we just don't know we're doing or we weren't taught to do. So I brought in my friend Lisa David Olson, who has her own improv troupe. She's a comedian, an author, and she's really creative with words and the way that she interacts with people. And she's writing a book right now on how improv can help you become a better communicator in business and in life. And so I asked her if she would just jump on a call with me for just a few minutes and give me some tips on how to become a better communicator. But before we get started, if there's anyone you know who loves the topic of communication and would benefit from this episode, please take a screenshot and share it with them. I'd greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right, we're going to jump into this conversation where Lisa was sharing with me something that recently happened to her at work.
And this just happened to me in my daytime job just this week where I sent out an idea and I was slammed so hard you could hear a door through email. I was so slammed with my idea, and it was a gentle one. And it was about a smarter, easier way to use to not waste paper because they're using these city envelopes and giving us a notation with it. I'm like, do we really have to use pre-printed envelopes? What if we did this? Because you know you shouldn't just take a problem to your job, to your boss, to your leader, to your husband, to your partner. You should say, I've noticed this is happening. What if we tried X? So I said, what if we tried a reusable envelope? I mean, it's not a brand new idea by any means, but where I work, it's a small area. So no, that was a big door slam, and it hits you hard. You kind of feel like, why would I share? Why would I ever offer an opinion or speak up in a meeting? And that's what happens. We get this whole culture of shut down because you were slammed. And the thing to take back to, whether it's your dinner table or your office today, is how many times are you hearing the word no? And is it you? Is it coming out of you? Kind of start tracking, play no bingo, you know, and hear no. And the hard part is certainly there's things we can't do. Yes, we can't go to work naked generally, but what is it that you're craving? Why? Okay, so you don't like to wear a uniform. Let's talk about that. Maybe we could have one day it's casual day. You can take those no ideas, but listen to the other person. So that's one of the first things. Are you hearing no a lot? Are you saying no a lot? And I mean it. That is also goes across to your kids or your family, because you're not truly listening and engaged with that other person. If you just, we've always done it that way.
My 6-year-old, I've her trained and wired right now. Whenever she's upset about something and go, you know, she was just doing that this morning. I'm like, Lucy, what do leaders do? And she'll go, leaders don't whine, they find solutions. And how she has it programmed into her now. I'm so proud of her. That's something as adults we need to capture. And what you're saying is, instead of just slamming the door of saying like, no, this isn't, there's no possibility here, not listening to people's ideas, we're going to say, okay, let's come together and find like a creative solution. Because even if they don't like your idea and it's not possible, is there something else that they can pull from that, or an idea that sparks within them where they can adjust? Why is that important?
So important, because by saying no, what my actual thing that just happened, they shut me out. They weren't even entertaining an idea. It was basically, nope, that's what we do. Okay. Well, what that did was shut a door, and it stopped a conversation. It also stopped a building of trust. It was a moment of trust. And in improv, saying no stops a scene. Heather tells me that I have 3 feet, and I say, no, I don't. I have 2 feet. Then where do you go? So saying no stops a scene in comedy. Saying no at the family or anything else stops that conversation and makes me feel not valued. So in saying what if or why not, we're going to build trust and expand that conversation. We all feel like we're necessary. We all want to be heard. We all want to be heard. You know this from all your podcasts. Everyone wants to tell you their story. You say no, and there's no story. There's nothing else to learn.
I'm such a visual person that I understood what you were saying, But then when you relate it back to improv and said no shuts down a scene, that hit me to my core. Like, I can picture that and see that. And there's so many implications to that in real life. That's powerful. So number one, for kind of your improv tip for leadership communication, is no stops a scene. What should we do instead?
We want to build on it. And I think it's really common to hear the yes and mentality of comedy or improv, the yes and. So I want to build on your ideas. Instead of no, what about building on and asking more? So for me, it's really important. I love, love, love to interview people. I just interviewed somebody today and it was none of my business, but it was open to it. I just love it. Basically, when they tell you something, maybe they tell you that they went skiing and then I just say, oh, I don't ski. Mm-hmm. Boom. That is shut down.
Yep.
Or I don't ski. But what if I said, she just said she went skiing. Well, where did you go? Gosh, I bet that was fun. What was the weather like? I don't have to be fabulously taking notes and want to write her life story. Don't we all want to be heard? In that moment, you just opened up a door to build on it. So instead of no, if it's a work idea, and you know, you don't just say, nope, we don't do it that way. You would hope that you would be with a team of people. And that's the ones you're actually drawn to, are those that will entertain your idea. Possibly you can't use it, but what if we say, geez, you know, it's true. We can't just seal all the doors in the building. You know, there's codes. Let's work on a new idea that will get you more daylight that you wanted, or whatever the issue is. Mm-hmm. You know, a kid coloring a picture doesn't stop coloring because green is missing, although we all have had our meltdowns. But then they're going to make the sky, you know, they'll make the grass purple, whatever. They did a workaround.
Yep.
But as we get older, we're told, no, this is how we do it. This is the box you fit in. Two fingers up means, you know, two fingers up is two, or two fingers up is 11, or two fingers up is peace. It can be nothing else. Oh, really? Can't it be rabbit ears? You know, why can't we go a little bit beyond? Who am I hurting?
A nonverbal thing that's really interesting, and I got pinned on this. I have an acting teacher, and when I was doing my monologue, she said it was fine because she goes, but do you know that your head just goes back and forth like this when you're trying to iterate a point, like a no? And I'm like, no, I didn't know that, but what's the big deal? And she goes, because you're indirectly telling people no, even if your words aren't saying it. So even being careful, like when we're listening to somebody, like nodding our head up and down and being like, I'm hearing you. Yes, I accept you. As opposed to like, no, Lisa, no. And I didn't even know I did that, but that's something really micro that I thought was important.
Well, you led right into body language. That's really good. I'm just going to go there for a second. You probably just have a rhythm of saying or nodding your head or shaking it that way.
It's you know, when you're tasting something at the restaurant, and you're like, back and forth. That's what I do. Like I'm thinking, but it looks like no, you know?
And yeah, so that's for sure. That is a really good thing to bring up is body language, because on stage, I was taught early on, don't cross your arms. So go ahead and cross your arms and feel how that feels. You just closed off your chest. You're tight. You look negative. You look judgy, probably. And to do that in a meeting, that's actually comfortable. And for me, it's warm. But don't I just look like I don't care about what you're saying? And on stage also, we're not to put our hands in our pockets. This is my stage stuff from two decades ago that stuck with me. Body language is important. So when you're sitting in a meeting, kind of pay attention to your body language today and how you're closing someone off just by how you look. Maybe your eye contact is off a little bit and you're just staring at something, or is your face in your phone, for goodness sakes, that'd be pretty bad. But body language is a really good one. But that takes me over to exploring. If you're stuck in a situation or you just can't think of, oh, I got to finish this. Let's say you're writing your blog and you just can't think of a witty way to end it or something else. Step away from your desk or wherever it is. I have my comfort zone. But today, I'm sitting on my couch in my office instead of at my desk that I usually do. I want the sun on my face. And I changed a few things. And that's what I do sometimes when I want to have a fresher thought. Maybe you're going to finish your blog from a beanbag chair on the floor. Maybe you're going to go to your kid's room. Maybe you're going to go sit on the kitchen counter and see what ideas spark. Turn off the outside sounds. Be in your car with no radio on. Take the earphones out when you're working out just for the heck of it, because your still mind is going to bring in some other thoughts. For me, it's yoga. I am the geek in yoga that has a notepad by my mat because I don't want to lose my thought that comes through. But in those quiet times, we can have some profound ideas that really have been trying to knock through our loud mind doors.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. So changing physically, changing something will really spark it. I challenge everybody just to try that today with whatever thing it is that you do on the regular.
That's good.
Anything else, Lisa? Any other tip?
Something I do for fun, and I did this last night too. I like to remix. I like to, if you have a thought, do you have an idea of something you've been working on, or maybe you need a title of something, or
what are we going to title this podcast?
Okay. So one thing we can do with that is we're going to get a place. So what's the obvious thing that we're talking about?
Communication.
So communication. So then from there, we want to take some other words. What are some other, let's just choose a verb. Give me a verb that would be communicating.
Talking, like, relaying, connecting.
And now if we took a noun for communicating, so a person, place, or thing, what is something for communicating? So we might be connecting our brains, connecting through improv,
Gotcha.
Some of those word plays, but then like for me, I was looking for other words and I was coming up, this was just something I was working on. So I went to the thesaurus, and no, that's not a dinosaur for you younger kids. I went and I just started chatting, just trying to find all these different words. And I was like, perceive, consider, inspect, imagine, watch, contemplate. And then I went into the feeling, the touch, smell, taste, feelings, hear, just sit and just go through words and just write them. And you'll find a couple of random words that you might match up that you would have never thought of if you just went, this podcast is called Communicate.
Right.
You know, so maybe we're talking about communicating through change perception, or, you know, just because I grabbed the word perceive, mm-hmm. that we might throw in an action word or a different word. I mean, that's a really quick synopsis of some games I played. And that's how I do improv. So I'm going to ask you, I ask my audience, give me a local restaurant, and they're studying, yell something out. Go ahead and give me one. Give me like two restaurants in your area, Heather.
Chili's and Chick-fil-A.
Those now tell me something that you might do on the weekend where you might take the kids.
We take them to the mall.
So keep going. What else? Where else do you take them?
Saturday mornings, we get up, we make chocolate pancakes, and then we get ready and we go to the mall. We go get lunch somewhere, normally Chick-fil-A. Sometimes we take them to Target because Lucy really likes Target.
I'm going to make my scene. It's going to be the new Chili's that's now in Target, right in the middle of the store. Okay. So I put together, instead of saying, we're two people meeting at the store, I go really specific. I keep asking for ideas. And if the other side of the room isn't really as loud because you have that group, I always say, now I need an article of clothing over here. And you blend those things like making a smoothie. It's just a thought smoothie. Okay, there's our podcast name.
Thought smoothie. I think that's key. What I hear you saying is, you know, it's, we get into these ruts and we think so logically without letting ourselves kind of go back to that second point of exploring, where we don't have to name things the same thing. We don't have to package things in the same way. We can explore and try. In fact, we should, because that's what connects us, right?
Yes, it is. And by connecting, it's building trust. And that's what I have in my comedy team, mm-hmm. is that trust. So if I do go on stage, I know that they won't use no and slam the scene. I know that, but I do have to be prepared if I'm with somebody new and they don't know that. But your team is who you're with. So if you work an office job, you're with them more than your family, unfortunately. So you do have to work on that. And I would invite that if you do have a person you're having a hard time communicating with, go to them. They don't know. Heather didn't know she was shaking her head in a way that could be taken as negative.
Yep.
Somebody was sweet enough, yep. not even bold, not confrontational, sweet enough and kind enough to care and say, Heather, did you know that that could look negative? You had no idea. So if you go to that coworker, the worst that can happen is they didn't like it, that you let them know. The best that can happen is you now understand where they're coming from, and maybe they're going to share something with you. That just built trust, actually.
That's it. Lisa, where can people connect with you online and stalk you?
Because I'm in my 50s, you can find me on Facebook. That's my best thing. I really am connected to Facebook very fast with Messenger. So Lisa David Olson. And yes, I've got my other book out that tells my life story about how I say humor saved my life. And I do have my business book coming up. And I just have to figure out my name, but maybe I'll figure it out today.
Go to the thesaurus. I forgot about that until you mentioned it, but I remember being a little girl and I used to love reading the thesaurus. How nerdy is that?
Oh my favorite. God. Well, I'll be sending you a meme because I just maybe something today that's funny.
Lisa, thanks for your time. It was an honor. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in unconventional leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.